Blog Talk Radio.
Salvation from him. We want to be delivered from sin and the consequences of that sin. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everyone. I tell you that I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And I want you sheep to know this. Remember the Sabbath day, the only day in the book of the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy and rest. I tell you sheep to find the Ten Commandments in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, and in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. Those two books, Deuteronomy and Exodus, they are in the Old Testament of the Bible. But I want you sheep to read all of the Bible so that you can know and become as learned and more learned than what I am. I have read this Bible. I'm working on the third time. And I still don't know it all. I know most of it. And I want you see to learn as much of it as you can. I want you to know that Sabbath starts on Friday evening and it ends on Saturday evening. What is it that you don't understand about that? Not a thing. You understand. I asked you sheep to have your three P's ready and handy. Someone is buzzing my phone. Hold on a moment. I am not going to answer that call. I will take the call later. I ask that you see to have your three P's ready. And you ask, what are they? And I should say they are your pen, paper, and pencils. so that you can jot down in any references that I may state to you. And I want you, she, to know that I am so glad that I have heard my father years ago tell me to feed his sheep. And I was so afraid. I would not do it for many a year. But I am glad that I started doing what he told me to do. And I remember because he made himself quite clear and understandable. I can understand what he said. And I am so happy. Out of the millions of people, if I sit down and think about it, the millions of people on this earth, he told me to feed his sheep. Now, there is, I listen to Big Judah all the time. I think he told him to feed his sheep, and he is doing a wonderful job as well as Brother Nathaniel of ICUI. I forget his name, but he does a wonderful job in explaining things to me. I started listening to him about a year before I started coming on the air. So he has been there for a long time, and I'm glad that I have him on my phone. I can get him on my phone, and I listen to him as well as Big Judah. And you say, who is him? Brother Nathaniel of, I forget what it's called. I see United in Christ. I listen to him all the time. And I suggest that you should listen to him as well. Now, one of the things that I learned by listening to him as well as some others on the radio is that we are to endure until the end. So whatever you do, let's try to endure until the end. I know that I am trying to endure Satan's attack. And he has really been attacking me. And I'm trying to live the way my Father in heaven wants me to live. And I don't want to ever stop. Maybe when our Father comes back and tells me to stop, then I will stop. If I get old in age, I want to stop when he tells me to, if he tells me to. And I am so surprised to hear him tell me to feed his sheep. I thought he was white, but I should have known Mary is a black woman. I don't know how dark-skinned she is, but she had a child by my Father in heaven. And that means more than anything. I understand that Jesus is green or olive color. And that's what I have been told, that I am olive skin, but I am brown skin. You look at me, I am brown. I'm the darker brown too, as well. But enough of that. Let us get into today's reading. I am in the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 7. Chronicles is spelled C-H-R-O-N-I-C-L-E-S. 1 Chronicles verse chapter 7. And I am going to pick up on chapter 9. Now, see, many of the words that are in this Bible, I cannot pronounce. I will try to pronounce it and spell it to you as I know how. I may make an error in spelling out the name, but I want you to pick up in the book of First Chronicles, chapter 9. And I thank you all for listening to me, because you could have been elsewhere listening to someone else or something else, but you chose to spend time with me. And I am so happy that you are doing this. Again, 1 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 9. That's where I'm going to start reading. I know on my computer board it says 2 Kings, but I finished that long ago. Our Father in heaven has blessed me to read up to 1 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 9. And I thank him for that. Let's read. And the number of them as their genealogy by their generation, heads of their household fathers, mighty men of valor, was 20,200. The sons of Jediel, spelled Jediel, Bilhem, the sons of Bilhem, Joshua, spelled J-E-U-S-H, and Benjamin, and Ehud, and Shemaiah, spelled C-H-E-N, A-A-N-A-H, and Zethan, Z-E-T-H-A-N, and Tirsha, spelled T-A-R-S-H-I-S-H, and Ashma, spelled A-H-I-S-H-A-R. These are the sons of Jediel. Jediel is spelled J-E-D-I-A-E-L by the heads of their fathers. Many men of value were 17,200 soldiers to out for war and battle. Shiphin, spelled S-H-U-P-P-I-M, also, and Harpin, spelled H-U-P-I-M, the children of Ir, I-R, and Hespin. Hespin is spelled H-U-S-H-P-I-M, sons of Amir. The sons of Nathaniel, J-A-H-Z-I-E-L, and Guna, spelled G-U-N-I, and Jazer, spelled J-E-Z-E-R, and Shulam is spelled S-H-A-L-L-U-M, the son of Bilhah. the sons of Manasseh, Asriel, who he bore, but his concubine, the Ammonite, spelled A-R-A-M-I-T-E-S-S, bear Michael, M-A-C-H-I-R, the father of Gilead, and Machir, M-A-C-H-I-R, took to wife the sister of Hupim, spelled H-U-P-P-I-M, and Shupim, spelled S-H-U-P-P-I-M, whose sister's name was Maacah, that's spelled M-A-A-C-H-A-N, and the name of the second was Zophahed, Z-E-L-O-P-H-E-H-A-D, and Zophahed had daughters, and Maacah, spelled M-A-A-C-H-A-H. Let me spell that again for you, see. Spelled M-A-A-C-H-A-H, the wife of M-A-C-H-I-R, bore a son, and she called his name Petrus. That's P-E-R-E-S-H. And the name of his brother was Heres. Heres, S-H-E-R-E-S-H. And sons were born Ulam and Ralam. Ulam is spelled U-L-A-M, and Rakem is spelled R-A-K-E-M. And their sons, Ulam, Bedan, B-E-D-A-N, those were the sons of Gilead, the sons of Maacah, M-A-C-H-I-R, the sons of Manasseh, and his sister, Hamlochet, spelled H-A-M-M-O-L-E-K-E-T-H, bore Asobed. Let me spell that. I-S-H-O-D. And Abner, A-B-I-E-Z-E-R. And excuse me, see, when I'm built, I always built when I start reading my Bible. Spell M-A-H-A-L-A-H, the sons of Sibina, I-D-A-H, were A-H-A-N, spell A-A-H-I-N, and Shechem, Shechem, spelled S-H-E-C-H-E-M, and Likha, spelled L-I-K-H-I, and N-M, and she bear Ephraim, and the sons of Ephraim, Shoot the Him, spelled S-H-U-T H-E-L-E-H. And his sons. And Bered, his son, B-E-R-E-D, his son, and Telahath, T-A-H-A-T-H, his son, and Telaha, E-L-A-D-A-H, his son, and Taha, spell T-A-H-A-T-H, his son, and Zabad, spell Z-A-B-A-D, his son, and Sula, spell S-H-U-T-H-E-L-A-H, his son, and Ezra, spell E-Z-E-R, and Elith. Elith is spelled E-L-E-A-D, when the women of God that were born in that day slew because they came down to take away their cattle. Let me read that again so that we can understand that these sons were slain. Verse 21, and A-B-A-D, his sons, and Shua, his son, and Ezra, and that were born, and that they slew because they came down to take away their cattle. And Ephraim, their father, mourned many days, and his brethren came to comfort him. And when they went to him, let me read that again, verse 23. And when he went into his wife, she conceived and bare a son, and he called his name Berech, B-E-R-I-H, because it went evil with his house. And his daughter was Shira. Excuse me, someone is at my door. I'll be right back. Who's there? Thank you, Sheikh, for listening while I'm waiting to answer my front door. And it was important that I answered my door because that young man brought medication in for me to take later at a later date. I forgot where I was. Let me just go up to verse 24 and read as much of it as I can. And his daughters were Shera, Sheraah, who built Beth Horon, Bethhoron. If I spelled that wrong, it should have been O-N. Let me spell it again. Bethhoron. The neither in the upper Zushara, spelled UZDEN hyphen SHERAH, and Repin, spell REPHAN, was the son of Reshit, spell RESHEPH, and Telha, the son in Haran, his son. Laban, spelled Laban, his son, and Amuhed, spelled Aaimhud, his son, and Elishaham, spelled Elishama, the son, and his son, Jehosham, spelled Jehoshuah, his son. And their possessions were, habitations were Bethel in the town thereof, and eastward Naaron, spelled Naaron is spelled N-A-A-R-A-N, and westward Geza, spelled G-E-Z-E-R, in the town thereof Shechem, spelled S-H-E-M, C-H-E-M, also the towns thereof, also Geza, spelled G-A-Z-A, and the towns thereof, in the borders of the children of Manasseh, Bethshean is spelled B-E-T-H hyphen S-H-E-A-N, and the towns, and her town. Tinash, spelled T-A-A-N-A-C-H, and her town. Megiddo, spelled M-E-G-I-D-D-O, and her town. Dor, and her town. Dor is spelled D-O-R. And these dwelt children of Joseph, and children of Israel, the sons of Asher, Imnah, spelled I-M-N-A-H, and Ishu, spelled I-S-U-A-H, and issue, excuse me, see, issue is spelled I-S-H-U-A-I.
Wonder what was that?
And B-R-E-P, that's spelled B-E-R. S-H-I-A-H, and Shira, spelled S-E-R-A-H, their sisters, and the sons of Bera, B-E-R-I-A-H. Heber, H-E-B-E-R, and Michael, M-A-L-T-H-I-E-L, who is the father of Birzavich, spelled B-I-R-Z-A-V-I-T-H. And Heber begat Zeppelin, P-L-E-P. Oh, it sounds like I'm losing my voice. Oh, there is a phone call for me. 615-554. I will call them back later after I get off the phone. Hopefully, I wrote this number right. Let me try to write, make sure that I wrote it down correctly so that I can call. I wonder if they were, are they going to try to help me pronounce these names incorrectly? Not incorrectly, but correctly. So I stopped at Japlet, spelled J-A-P-H-L-E-T, and the sons of Shema, Ahai, I, and Baku, spelled B. I'm hoping this person can hang on for the next 11 minutes and not hang up and talk with me. I will call them as soon as the program goes off. R-O-H J, let me spell that again, see, R-O-G A-H, and Jehu, spelled J-E-H-U-B-B-A-H, and Aram, A-R-A-M, these, and the sons of the brother, Helam, H-E-L-E-M, and Zopar, spelled Z-O-P-H-A-N. And Anna, I-M-N-A. And Sheleth, spelled S-H-E-L-E-S-H. And M-Mel, that's A-M-A-L. The sons of Zophar, Z-O-P-H-A-H, Susanna, H-A-R-N-E-P-H-E-R, and Shula, and Beri, B-E-R-I, and Imna, I-M-R-A-H, Zesla, and Hood, Zema, and Shelsha, S-H-I-L-S-H-E-A-H. Let me spell that again, C-H. Let me spell it for a third time, C. The other caller has left.
You can hang up, but I'm going to call you back. And I hope you will answer. S-H-I-L-S-H-A-H-N-I-T-H-R-A-N and Bera, B-E-E-R-A, the sons of Jeter, J-E-T-H-E-R. I don't know how to pronounce this. J-E-P-H-U-N-N-E-H and Pasha, P-I-S-P-A-H and Era, A-R-A, the sons of
Ula,
spelled U-L-L-A-H. Ara, A-L, let me spell that again, see. A-R-A-H, and Hamuel, spell H-A-N-I-E-L, and Reza, spell R-E-Z-I-A. These are our children of Asher, heirs of their family's father's house, choice, and mighty men of valor, chief of the princes, and the numbers throughout the generation of them that were apt. I lost my where I was reading. Of them that were apt to war and to battle was 26,000 men. In the reading of chapter 8. If you can understand, or of chapter 7, if you can understand. But if you can, I want to seek to read for our next reading, chapter 8 and chapter 9, if you can. What I want to say to you is that let's have a closing word of prayer, Father in heaven. Thank you so much for your protection day and night from the evil one. Thank you for taking us away or keeping us away from Satan, better known as the devil, and his hangs. Thank you very much, Father, for keeping us safe from the devil. He is constantly attacking, and I don't want him to attack me any further. He knows me. He constantly, his hates constantly bother me. I don't know why. The only thing that I try to do is follow you, Father, in heaven. In Yeshua's name, I ask and pray that you keep the devil away from me and all of your saints. The devil is trying to get us to follow him. We know better. We want to follow you, Father, in heaven. In Yeshua's name, I thank you for allowing me to have this prayer. Saints, as always, remember James chapter 4. If it is your will, I will be back with the sheep next time. And I come on Tuesdays at 11 o'clock, as well as on Fridays at 5
o'clock p.m.
Again, I want to thank everyone for listening, and hopefully you were able to understand that what I said to you, as well as I want you to remember Hosea chapter 4 and 6. Hosea is spelled H-O-S-E-A, chapter 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed because of the lack of knowledge. I am trying to give you sheep some knowledge. You, his people, and his people are black people. You know, you have been told a lie for many years. I grew up thinking that Jesus was white when he was black. Read 2 Timothy chapter 2 and 15. Study to show yourself approved sheep. That's what I will ask you to do. I want you to remember as well. I want you to know that God loves you. And I do too. But God loves you more.
Help me. Ha, ha.